Buffalo Stampede. Even though George Himes was only 9 years old, his parents allowed him to ride his horse ahead of the wagon train. One day, as they were crossing the plains, George was a good mile ahead of the first wagon. After topping a slight rise, he looked out and saw a thin layer of what looked to be fog along the western horizon. It took the boy a moment to realize what it actually was, and he immediately turned back and raced toward the wagons at a gallop. When he was within earshot, he hollered, "Buffalo! Buffalo!
Circle the wagons!"
commanded the captain. There was no time to waste, and the lead wagon came around to meet the last. The men worked to unhitch the oxen and bring them, as well as the loose stock, inside the wagon corral. The rumble of thousands of hooves striking the ground became audible, and soon the advancing herd could be seen surging across the plains like a huge brown river. The herd passed to one side of the circle of wagons, so dangerously close that occasionally the choking dust would part to reveal an individual cow or bull foaming at the mouth, breath coming short and fast. George Himes related that it took more than an hour for the herd to pass, and that as the dust slowly began to settle, it was discovered the buffalo had continued on for a quarter mile. The stampede had ended at a cliff above the Platte River, where thousands of buffalo had plunged over the edge to their death.